Welcome to CenterPod Podcast. This is the AI voice narration of What's New? Is Cold Outreach Obsolete in 2022? From the latest issue of the Indie Hackers newsletter. How many indie hackers have done cold outreach? Many people see cold outreach as being spammy at best, obsolete at worst. Can a business be successful without it, though? Founders weigh in below. The average website conversion rate is 2 to 3%. If your rate is below average, you're losing sales. Drew Riley explains how to optimize your website to boost the percentage of people who convert. Founder Eteen Dalkol hit 20,000 downloads with Polygloss, her language learning app, without spending a dime on ads. Here's what's been working so far and what she plans to implement going forward. Want to share something with over 100,000 indie hackers? Submit a section for us to include in a future newsletter. Channing. By Sam Hartman. How many indie hackers do cold outreach? There are so many ways to do it, including Twitter DMs, email, phone calls, knocking on doors, talking to strangers. Can any business be successful without cold outreach? Interested in hearing from other founders on this? Be clear on who you're serving. RJ Youngling believes that cold outreach absolutely works, but you have to be clear on your ideal customer. When people say that cold outreach doesn't work, it's usually coming from engineers who look at marketing with disdain, then wonder why it doesn't work. The single most important thing with cold outreach is something that everyone skips: your positioning. If you're sending emails out willy-nilly, don't be surprised at a lack of results. You won't sell your amazing beef burgers at a vegan conference. What very specific problem do you solve for which very specific audience? After determining that, you need to make sure that your solution comes at a price point that's either lower than the value gained, or lower than the cost of leaving the problem unsolved. Once you have those elements, the next step is to simply start talking to your target segment in your target market. Make your messaging clear and attractive. Here's more on nailing your positioning. Of course, cold outreach isn't going to work for everyone, that's just how marketing goes. Tactics are simply tools. Some tactics will work for some founders and not others. That being said, I suspect that a good majority of people who say that cold outreach doesn't work can make it work by implementing the elements above, in order. Cold outreach, in 2022. Ash Raman thinks that cold outreach is obsolete. For indie hackers, cold outreach should be a last resort. Why? This is 2022. Nobody wants to talk to a salesperson. People like to discover things themselves and purchase when they think it makes sense for them. Cold outreach is not scalable, and also consider the mental toll it takes to see all of the rejections. Angry prospects threatening litigation doesn't sound fun to me. I also believe that cold outreach has become too saturated to be a viable marketing tool anymore. I think that founders should only consider cold outreach when everything else has been exhausted. Go out into the wild and network with people in a meaningful way. Help your target users discover you organically. They should feel like they found you, not the other way around, and you certainly don't want them feeling like you've tricked them just to sell your product or service. Keep in mind that it's different if you have a dedicated sales team. Getting a no is part of the job for a sales team, but for a founder, it can ruin productive hours and motivation. Founders need to be creative with their time. Slam dunk. Many founders swear by cold outreach. Onujin says that it has been one of keys to success for his business. I have sent more than 50,000 emails so far, and I've been able to close a lot of deals that way. I know that many indie hackers may see cold outreach as being spammy, but it doesn't have to be. You are sending those emails for a real purpose, and if your tool is helpful, you've improved the trajectory of that business. A quick guide. Narrow down your ideal customer profile. Gather emails. There are services you can use to scrape business databases for the email addresses that you need. Add a good icebreaker. Newply can help with this. Keep it short and sweet, and gauge interest. Cold outreach is also a powerful validation method. Haliana Tiberka agrees. Cold outreach can be pretty addicting when it actually works. I think that some of the most pivotal points in my career have cold outreach at their roots. It's helped me to meet amazing advisors and partners, and also land clients. My quick hack for cold outreach? Find the community manager, not the CEO. Read more on that here. Has cold outreach worked for you? Share your experience below. Discuss this story. Newspaper in the news. From the Volume 5 newsletter by Priyanka Vazirani. Mobile phone Twitter is currently testing an edit feature and a Twitter circle feature. The UK has slipped down to the world's sixth largest economy, dropping behind India. Bicycle people who bought Pelotons early in the pandemic are now trying to unload them. Chart with downward trend. Amazon's cost cutting is a warning. Face without mouth. Hashtag fog. Tired of Zoom meetings? Get ready for hologram meetings. Check out Volume 5 for more 9-second news digests. Personal computer trend alert, conversion rate optimization. From the Trends.vc newsletter by Drew Riley. Why it matters. You can get more sales without getting more traffic. Problem. The average website conversion rate is 2-3%. You're losing customers with a below average conversion rate. Solution. Optimize your website to boost the percentage of people who convert. A 1% to 2% conversion rate change is a 100% increase in sales. Players. Conversion rate optimization experiments. Waterfilters.net added site search and saw an 11% lift in conversions. Ring added product bundles and saw a 13% boost in average order value. CD Baby translated its blog into multiple languages and saw a 30% boost in traffic. The Weather Channel decluttered its homepage and conversions went up 225%. The Sims 3 adjusted its value proposition, boosting game registrations by 128%. Conversion rate optimization tools. Unbounce, build your landing pages with AI. Zonka, get live feedback from website visitors. Proof, show live social proof stats on your website. Pricery.io, optimize your pricing for international sales. Parity Deals, offer customers a discount based on their location. Predictions. Brands will use interactive site experiences to boost conversions and adapt to rising customer acquisition costs. The New York Times uses the Wordle game to collect email addresses. Austin Belkac with Cultivated Culture uses a spin-to-win pop-up to capture email addresses. Companies will use branded chatbots to build trust with site visitors. Optimizely has an Optibot to assist visitors. Domino's Pizza launched Dom, a pizza ordering assistant. More brands will invest in augmented reality to take products from websites into homes. Apple lets you see a MacBook in your workspace. The IKEA Place app lets you place true-to-scale furniture in your home. Opportunities. Use personal videos and GIFs on your landing pages to boost engagement. Marie Ng uses screen-recorded GIFs of her Llama Life productivity app in action. Miss Excel uses a special video trailer to promote each of her courses. Pick a form of social proof and feature it prominently next to your products. Secret Lab created an entire page dedicated to the awards that its gaming chairs have won. Julian Cole features his Trustpilot rating in the header of his course landing page. Use descriptive, contextual call-to-action buttons. On Deck uses Find Your Community. CarMax uses Find Your Car. Airbnb uses Try Hosting. Use tiered pricing to give buyers more options. Appeal to different budgets by offering multiple packages. LaunchHouse offers two tiers for its membership, with one requiring an application. Arvid Kohl offers two tiers for his Find Your Following Twitter course, a $19 quick start option and a $49 deep dive. Risks. Sample size, your data can be skewed without enough traffic. The more traffic you have, the sooner you'll have reliable results. Lead quality, reducing fields and removing friction will get more leads, but lower quality leads. Key lessons. Make sure that your page speed loads in 3 seconds or less. Slow websites aren't just annoying, they prevent sales. Make your headline clear and convincing. Up to 80% of visitors never make it past the fold. Know which levers to pull. Optimize these variables on your landing pages. Images that draw interest. Landing page copy will change based on a visitor's interests. There will be a surge in demand for conversion rate optimization strategists, outpacing roles like paid ad specialists. Haters. I don't know where to start optimizing. I don't want to fix something that isn't broken. Growth often requires risk. Your landing page might not be broken, but it can always be better. Experimentation is the price we pay for improvements. Won't the law of diminishing returns come into play? Maybe. But the same applies to pay-per-click advertising. At least conversion rate optimization does not lead to marginal costs for diminishing returns. Conversion rate optimization tools are too expensive. Google Analytics is free. Start somewhere. Knowing something is better than knowing nothing. Doesn't conversion rate optimization require an understanding of almost everything? Copy, design, analytics, etc. Start small. Change your copy. Add FAQs. Include testimonials. You don't have to boil the ocean or be a designer to improve your landing page. Links. 1. What's your favorite conversion optimization tip? The tweet behind this report. 2. Google Optimize, a free tool to test landing page changes with no coding required. 3. Demand curve landing page teardowns, see the methods used by the highest converting pages. Related reports. Marketing funnels, design a full journey for your potential customers. Lead generation, offer value and collect email addresses. Growth hacking, use paid ads to grow your business with speed. More reports. Go here to get the Trends Pro report. It contains 200% more insights. You also get access to the entire back catalog and the next 52 Pro reports. Discuss this story or subscribe to trends.vc for more. Globe with Meridian's best around the web, post submitted to Indie Hackers this week. In one sentence, what is your product? Posted by Wolf11. Money with Wings, I spent $2,000 on Facebook ads. Posted by Andrew Camphay. Memo 50 top subreddits to share your info product. Posted by Leon. Do you write tests? Posted by Frederick. Calendar, I delayed launch 7 times. Posted by Miguel Lima. Thought Balloon, what do wish you'd known when you launched? Posted by All Out Nerd Clan. Want a shout out in next week's Best of Indie Hackers? Submit an article or link post on Indie Hackers whenever you come across something you think other indie hackers will enjoy. Eteen Dalcol hit 20,000 downloads with no ad spend. By Eteen Dalcol. Hi, Indie Hackers. I'm Eteen Dalcol, founder of Polyglos, a language learning app. We've just broken our previous record of downloads for the 5th month in a row. We've hit nearly 20,000 downloads without spending a single cent on ads. Also, all of our downloads are organic. If you're learning a language, the way our app works is very simple. You pick an image and write a short message about it to another player. It's recommended for intermediate speakers or very brave beginners. Here's some data from the last 28 days. 4.3K plus downloads on Android and 506 downloads on iOS. $465 in total revenue, with $67 MRR. 37,000 plus texts written by players. 77 languages included. The top language learned is Welsh, followed by English, then French. Read on for more. Taking off. Things really started taking off back in April. Here's a few things that made it happen. It was the end of the tests on our iOS app, and its launch into the App Store. The Android app was made first. It was when our junior developer started updating our website from the ugly placeholder that it was before. Among other places, I announced the launch on Reddit, and it got over 1,000 upvotes. This generated a lot of downloads. The download spike generated lots of good reviews. Our app rating is 4.9 stars, which is excellent in comparison to our competitors. I paid a freelancer video producer to make us an app trailer, which I added to the Play Store page. I'm not sure which of these factors influenced our growth, or if it was a combination, but after that, the Play Store started recommending our app to users who were casually browsing. As of today, the majority of our Android downloads come from Google Play Explorer. I have not been blessed by the algorithms like this on iOS yet, but the downloads there are increasing. August changes. Here's what I did in August to keep progressing in my business. Program new features, fixed lots of bugs, and published a new version of the app. Added lifetime subscriptions to the app. Wrote a newsletter to our list of /18K subscribers. Posted about the app in different communities with relevant data. For example, when I noticed that Welsh players had the highest average of texts per player, I posted about it in Welsh communities on Facebook and Reddit, which resulted in the app taking off within those spaces. Targeted content behaves a lot better than randomly spamming places. Shared every win whenever I could both on my personal Twitter, 4.5k followers, and LinkedIn, 1k followers, and on the Polyglos Twitter and Instagram, 2.3k and 1.2k followers, respectively. Interacted with every single person who engaged with me on Twitter. Made stickers and flyers that I spread across my neighborhood. That didn't really impact downloads at all, but it made me feel good because the materials were pretty. It also means that I had stickers to give as gifts, so I added them to the prize package for the winners of our testimonial contest. Kept mentoring a junior developer who's now developing a Python program to reprocess some of our data. Plans for September. Even though we have been somewhat successful without it so far, I do plan to spend some money on ads. I have some budget saved for this, $800, and given the impact that the lifetime licenses made this month, I feel that it's a great time to try this. I also paid copywriters for 3 blog posts last month, and will start publishing them in September for some SEO. Keep mentoring the junior developer. Do some more coding, and look into raising capital. Publish some of the data for open science research. The players can choose to donate their texts, and I really want to share the ones involving minority languages. It would be pretty cool to get a public grant for that, but so far I haven't found any to apply to. Take more time off. To pay my bills and stay afloat so far, I have been freelancing as a senior software engineer. The contracting gets me about $2,000 per month. This is a significant salary cut from the 6 figures that I made in the past, but I usually don't exceed 10 hours per week of contracting. Honestly, even if I didn't have my own projects to pursue, I couldn't see myself working full-time for others again. So, this is a pretty sweet deal for me, given my needs. Discuss this story. Flying Bird, the Tweetmaster's pick. By Tweetmaster Flex. I post the tweets indie hackers share the most. Here's today's pick. Checkered Flag, enjoy this newsletter. Forward it to a friend, and let them know they can subscribe here. Also, you can submit a section for us to include in a future newsletter. Special thanks to Jay Avery for editing this issue, to Gabriella Federico for the illustrations, and to Sam Hartman, Priyanka Vazirani, Drew Riley, and Eteen Dalkol for contributing posts. Channing. This is the end of the article. Thank you for listening.